Settle in for another Adventures in Odyssey Club exclusive.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, my name is Matthew Parker, and this is my entry for the robotics fair. My robot, Abby. That's spelled A-B-B-E, for automated breakfast baking, engineer.
Oh, that sounds interesting. We're all ready to see your demonstration.
Good. You'll see the bacon griddle is on top, and Abby uses her left arm to make eggs. I was going to add a temperature adjuster here, but I didn't get around to it.
Why don't you just show us how it works, Mr. Parker?
Right, yeah. It's super easy. See? We just move this lever here. Ooh.
Oh.
Sorry. I meant this one. To make the robot's arm move, it's stuck. Maybe if I just...
It moved, but I assume you didn't want it to break off.
No, it usually doesn't do that. I mean, obviously, because that wouldn't be a very good robot.
Would you like us to come back later? We could judge the students who are ready if you need extra time.
No, don't leave. It worked before. I just need to...
Is it supposed to sound like that?
What? Stop. Sorry. It's just...
Oh, dropping the eggs. Oh, dear.
I'll clean those up. I don't know what's going on.
I think we've seen enough. You'd better run out and get something to clean up the mess before someone slips and gets hurt. We'll wait here. Run along.
Yes, sir. Why?
Hey, watch out! Wet floor!
Oh. Ow.
Are you all right?
No, but it has nothing to do with that fall. I'm just having one of those days where sliding headfirst into a wall makes sense.
I'm sorry. I was mopping. I did not think anyone would be coming this way. Here, sit down on this bench. You're with the robotics competition, I assume?
I was. I really wanted to win. But my robot broke down. It was a disaster.
I'm sorry. That must have been disappointing.
I didn't want to win the competition for me. I mean, I did, kind of. But I wanted to win it for my grandma.
I'm sure she'll be proud of you no matter what.
She has cancer.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
The doctors say it's treatable. And Nana's tough, but it's scary.
Of course. Cancer's always scary. When did she find out?
A few days ago. She's having surgery next week. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be bothering you. I'm sure you have work to do.
It's fine, really.
Nana made me come. I've been working on this robot for months, and she told me, Matthew, you're going to make me proud. I just know it. And I was really hoping to go back to the hospital and show her my trophy.
And now you can't.
I should have known. I couldn't sleep last night, and I rushed through the final adjustments. Can I borrow your mop and bucket to clean up the eggs?
Eggs?
Breakfast robot.
Ah. Listen, I'm sure your grandma cares way more about you than a competition.
I know. She's great. But I can't help thinking, what if this is the last competition she's around for? What if...
Now that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
Matthew.
Ah. I'm Joseph Calhoun.
Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry it's been such a bad day.
Everything's going wrong, and it's just getting worse. It all feels so hopeless.
I'll tell you what. You wait here. I'll clean up the eggs and get you some ice for your head. And then, maybe I could tell you a story of a time I felt hopeless.
Sure. Thank you.
I grew up in a small village in Eastern Africa. The village was named Kwanzala. Only a few dozen people lived there. We did not have much, but we did have a tight-knit community. I lived in a hut with my mother and little sister. And every Sunday, my mother would wake me up early to go to church in another village. an hour and a half away.
You drove an hour and a half to get to church?
Oh, no. We walked. Church would last 3 or 4 hours, and then we'd walk all the way home again.
I guess I can't complain about how long Pastor Wilson's sermons are anymore.
Now, I can't complain about how long it was either, because one Sunday, it saved my life.
I love that we got to use crayons today. Did you see that, Mama?
Yes, Balita.
Lulu and Sabra and I colored a rainbow together. They both love the doll you made me, Joseph. And Sabra thinks I should name it Sabra. But Lulu says it should be named Lulu. And
could you please be quiet? You're giving me a headache with all your chatter.
But I thought you would want to know they liked my doll. Are you going to play with us when we get back? Maybe we could make another doll out of sticks so you could play her brother. We can even draw on a grumpy face like yours.
Palita.
What? You are grumpy. Playing with dolls will cheer you up.
Palita, run on ahead. Tell Granny Myla and the others that we'll have dinner soon. Ask them to start cooking the rice.
Yes, Mama.
Now, tell me.
Tell you what?
What is bothering you? You've been moody since we left church.
I'm not moody. I've been thinking.
And what have you been thinking about?
About what the pastor said this morning. How God watches over us like a shepherd watches over his sheep.
Well, I'm glad you're thinking about the message.
The shepherds I know eat their sheep.
Jesus isn't that kind of shepherd. He loves us, Joseph. He loves us so much.
I don't believe it.
What is it you don't believe? The Lord gives us enough to eat. He brings the rain.
He brought so much rain, it became a monsoon and ruined our banana crop.
We have enough and we'll have bananas next year. We still have the goat.
One goat, and he's in bad shape. He only has one ear.
The goat is for milk and eventually meat. It doesn't matter whether he has one ear or six.
At least a six-eared goat would be interesting. You could charge people to see him.
In Christ we have our hope, Joseph. It's not in our bananas or in our goats. The Lord is with us.
But still...
What is that?
Sounds like it's coming from the village.
The village is being attacked! The rebels have come!
The rebels?
Joseph, run! Get away from here!
But what about you?
I must go and get Palita.
I'll come with you!
No! Listen to me, Joseph. You must run into the bush as fast as you can. Keep running!
But when will I...
Go!
Who are you? Where are you going?
I'm Joseph of the tribe of Gonzala. We're being attacked. Men with guns.
No! The rebels attacked Gonzala? No!
Do you know our village? Can you help?
I know your village. Chief Siwatu is a friend, but I'm sorry. I cannot help. If they've already infiltrated the village, it will be too late.
But we must do something!
There is nothing unarmed men can do. Not with all the soldiers around. I will go with you tomorrow to look for your family. Perhaps they were able to hide.
Why would anyone do this? Who are these rebels?
An army, headed by a powerful man. He believes the government is corrupt and wants to build a militia to overthrow it. Destroying villages is how he gets attention and resources.
But that's my home.
I will take care of you. I've taken in many boys who've escaped the raids. My name is Malid.
I can stay with you?
Come, my truck is this way. We have over 30 boys at our camp. Their villages have all been destroyed.
Destroyed?
Many of us have banded together to fight back. We call ourselves the United Army. You see the badge on my sleeve?
Yes.
When you see this symbol on a sign or a truck, you will know it is safe. Blue circle means we are together in this. And the mark in the middle stands for strength. Because together, we are strong.
So you are fighting the rebels?
We're preparing to. We have camps all across the region.
I just want to see my family again.
I want that for you too. And I want to see these evil men brought to justice so they stop hurting boys like you. The rebels are brutal. They have no compassion.
Here's the camp. It is completely fenced in and protected with guards. You will be safe here. I promise. Are you hungry?
Yes. I haven't eaten since breakfast.
We will take care of you. Omer! Come here!
Yes, sir.
Eat. And get a good night's sleep. You will go back to your village tomorrow. But be prepared. There will be very little left.
I understand. Thank you.
Yes, my lady.
This is Joseph. Show him to dinner so I can unload the truck.
Yes, sir. Hi, Joseph. Follow me.
Do you know where your family is?
I'm from the village of Deniko. Everything is gone. Isam found me hiding in the woods.
Who is Isam?
One of Malid's men. Here he comes now.
You two need plates? Here, get food while there's still some left.
Thank you. Look at that. Meat and bread and roasted goat.
Yes, it's a feast.
What's wrong, Joseph?
It's just, how many one-eared goats are there?
Is this a sort of a joke?
No, I own a one-eared goat with a dark ear and a one white leg.
Just like the goat on its feet.
Why would they have a goat from my village?
You should sleep, Joseph. Stop thinking about it.
There must be a good reason they had the goat.
Of course. The goat wandered away from your village during the attack, and one of Malid's men found it.
But it took a long time in Malid's truck to get here. The goat couldn't have come this far.
We're going to wake up the other boys if we do not sleep.
You sleep. I need to think. There has to be a reason.
Let's go ask him.
The goat? I don't think we'd get any answers.
Malid, you tell us. Come on. Follow me.
I don't like this.
Look, Malid is over there.
He's talking with someone.
That is Sam. Let's go over.
I don't know.
Come on.
They are desperate. Don't believe anything.
Hide behind the supply hut.
They're too small. They need someone to take care of them. And we will be those people.
But they are so young, Malid. How can they be soldiers? How can they even carry a weapon?
All it takes is training and anger. They already have the anger.
Because their villagers have been destroyed.
They want revenge. Nothing creates a passionate warrior better than revenge.
But what if they find out what...
They won't find out. They think we're the heroes. They'll never guess that we're the ones who attacked them.
But we told them we'd go back to their villages.
They'll keep putting it off. Tell them it's still dangerous. We wouldn't be able to find them again anyway. There's nothing left of their villages.
Better go do my rounds.
Make sure you get a count in the boy's hut. There should be 35.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get a drink.
They were the ones who attacked our villages. They did it.
I can't believe it. Malid, his men... He said they would help us find our families.
Oh, we need to go.
Go? Go where?
I don't know, but we can't stay here. You heard them. They're going to make us join their army. We will be destroying villages too. We will be the enemy.
We have to think through a plan. Defenses, the guards all around. We can't just leave.
But it's dark now. We might not get a chance like this again.
I only count 33. Are you sure there were 35?
Of course. There are two missing.
We need to go, Joseph. And we need to go now.
But
there's a clear path to the fence. Run as fast as you can. I'll help you over.
Do you think they came out to go to the bathroom?
They're coming this way.
Now, Joseph. Run!
All right.
Malid! There! You see them? Get them!
Heavy!
Go! Get back here!
Don't look back, Joseph. Keep running.
The fence is too tall.
I'll push you up.
Get down, Omer! Get back here! I'll get the truck and go after them.
Oh,
We ran for a full day and night through the bush. Malid and his men tracked us in their truck across the rugged terrain. Occasionally, they'd see us in the beam of their headlights and call out to us, but we never turned back. The jungle tore at our bare feet, and our throats felt like fire, yearning for water. But we kept going. Eventually, the soldiers must have given up. I'm not even sure when it was, where it was, how far we'd gone. We were intent on just putting one foot in front of the other, as fast as we could. We were running for our lives, and we knew it.
I think they've given up. I think we're safe.
Safe? We're in the middle of the bush without food or water. How is this safe?
Because we're not learning how to be soldiers. Do you have any idea where your village is from here?
I turned around, but I know we need to head into the setting sun to find it.
And we've been going the other direction.
What about your home?
Wrong direction from there too. Besides, I don't have a home anymore.
How do you know?
It was the middle of the night when they set my hut on fire. I was able to escape and run up the hill. I saw it all. These men have no mercy, Joseph. When I saw what they were doing, I couldn't even move. I couldn't call out. It was awful.
What about your family?
I have no family.
Omer, I'm sorry. Why are these men so cruel?
I don't know. There is no reason.
What are you doing?
Making an altar out of these rocks.
You really need some water. You're going crazy.
I'm marking this place as a reminder of how God provides.
What? What did God do for us? Our villages are destroyed. We don't even know where we are.
We are in the wilderness, Joseph. Just like God's people were. Don't you see? God rescued us from our enemies, just like he helped the Israelites. He helped us escape.
We escaped because we got over that fence and we ran. We helped each other.
But God was with us. You know that. They were close enough. They should have caught us.
And is it good that we did escape? Now we're stuck here. We don't know where to go.
Just like the Israelites. We will journey through the wilderness until we find the promised land.
How long did it take for them to find their promised land?
The Bible tells us 40 years. When God separated the Red Sea, his servant Moses led them across the dry land. They escaped the enemies. And on the other side, they celebrated their new freedom. They sang, "In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed." I'm not sure of the tune, or I'd sing it for you.
Please don't.
But I must thank God, because today we are alive and we are free.
And where do you suppose God wants us to go next? How did the Israelites know where to go?
A cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
Well, that's helpful.
Maybe we just follow this road? Only alongside it, near the shrubs. We'll hide them if a vehicle comes along.
You really believe that God is watching us and that he'll show us where to go?
Yes, I do believe it. I must believe it.
Okay, Moses, lead the way. I can't go on anymore, Amir.
Here, take the last of the water.
I can't.
God will provide. He provided the watering hole for us to find this yesterday. Twink.
We can't live on just water. We need food. We haven't eaten in days.
But we must keep going.
I'm tired.
Please.
All right. A little further.
Maybe there will be berries up ahead, Joseph.
You say that at every turn.
But I might be right when it is.
Yomar, look! Through the trees! A camp!
You're right!
Wait! Look at the jeep.
This symbol. That was on my lead shirt.
We've gone from one dangerous camp to another, Omer!
Doesn't look like many people are down there. Maybe the rest are on a raid? I wonder. If they are living down there, maybe they would have livestock nearby.
I think they might.
This direction. Chickens, goats, even a cow.
Food.
But we can't take any of them. They'd catch us. Look inside the shed. There must be something in here. Look, a knife. Keep it. We might need it.
This looks like it used to be a house.
Here's some seeds. Do you think...
Someone's coming.
Maybe they'll just get an animal out of the pen. They might not even come in here.
But what if they do?
Moses told the Israelites, the Lord your God will fight for you. You need only to be still.
Let me get some tools out of this shed first.
He's coming. Hide. There's no place to hide. Dear God, help us.
Help me with this door. It won't open.
Omer, what do we do?
There's more to come in young Joseph's adventure. Keep listening next time to hear the conclusion of his journey. Throughout the Bible, we see God promise his people again and again that he is at work. In Jeremiah 29, God declares, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." Isaiah 58:11 says, "The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and make your bones strong." And Proverbs 16:4 says, "The Lord works out everything to its proper end." God has a plan for each of our lives, even when we're in difficult or desperate times. Have you seen God at work in your life? We'll see how he works in Joseph's life next time. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. In a Sun-Scorched Land was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Justin Feldbinger, Phil Morris, Andre Robinson, Lathan Crosby, Jojo Nwoko, Zeno Robinson, Noveen Crumby, and Ellie Gray Seiler. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.